Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, our trio of the main podcast group, me, Eric, and Jordan, of course, could not be completed this week due to the VGAs. Yes, the Video Game Awards. As we all know, it happened last week, and at that event, they announced the Game of the Year, which unfortunately wasn't Metroid Dread. And even more unfortunate for Jordan, it wasn't Resident Evil Village. Jordan couldn't be with us today because of that. And because this is, I'm just reading this off of his Facebook account. This is what he posted. I do not believe in the legitimacy of the votes that were cast on that day. And I propose that we all Resident Evil Village fans gather up January 6th near Jeff Keighley's house in order to protest the steal that occurred on the VGAs in 2021. Now, after this, the FBI somehow got notice of this post and has detained Jordan. And Jordan is currently in an undisclosed location. He was taken away in a black van. That's what I'm being told. This is the information I have. And unfortunately, he won't be able to join us. Yeah! Oh, fuck this.
The black van, unfortunately, was actually owned by me. I picked up Jordan. We're actually hanging out right now. He just told me that he didn't want to be part of the podcast today.
Why wouldn't he want to be part of the most successful podcast on GBA Temp?
Because after all, if Jordan was here, there would be three of us. But as we know, it takes two to make a podcast.
I'm sorry, I just had to clap for that. That's an awesome segue. It Takes Two has indeed won Game of the Year. I mean, honestly, I don't understand why Metroid Dread didn't win over this. I mean, what even is It Takes Two? It sounds like a video game company. It doesn't even sound like a game.
It sounds like, I don't know, something about It Takes Two. It reminds me of Grand Theft Auto. And the fact that there's sort of that name association there, I kind of feel like perhaps the developers of the video game It Takes Two might have been, you know, in some way, shape, or form infringing on the copyright, the trademark, the whatever you want to call it, of the media conglomerate.
Yeah.
Take Two Entertainment.
Maybe they should have come up with something original instead. Maybe stop using like the same regular expression used in the English language since the 1800s.
See, of course, the reason that It Takes Two won Game of the Year, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's an original concept. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it is a couch co-op, actually be there, hang out with somebody experience, because as we've learned from the game industry, people hate couch co-op experiences and they hate innovation. The reason that It Takes Two won was simply because of the name recognition. The reason that Marvel movies win all the time is because it's just repetitive sequels, you know, Ghostbusters. It Takes Two, no original concept there whatsoever. It won purely on the coattails of Grand Theft Auto 4 and 5. And
I mean, 3, this is basically how the voting process went. Like, it's all old people because these are old people who've been in the gaming industry for years now, right? So it's like 70-year-olds. They probably don't even play video games anymore. The only video games they play is probably chess on the Amiga or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking at this list and thinking, oh, what Metroid Dread? Oh, didn't that game come out 19 years ago? Oh, what is this? Resident Evil Village, didn't that come out 2 years ago? They're just rehashing the same ideas. Oh, It Takes Two. The Mafia, I like that.
Exactly.
That's probably what happened, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. And so some other things that happened during the Video Game Awards is a lot of stuff. I didn't watch it because these events, for some reason, they start streaming at like 5 a.m. my time. I think that's just because of time zones, but it might also be because Jeff Keighley hates Ukrainians. I mean, that might be a thing. Who knows? So Alan Wake 2 is coming out. I thought that came out like years ago. I didn't know that was just a one game thing. And can I just talk about how I hate Alan Wake? Because
go for it.
I live in a country where my name is quite rare, Alan. And so everybody made that association with me. They always called me, oh, you're like Alan Wake. This is back in the day when the Xbox 360 was the thing. So yeah, that fucking hated that game. Never wanted to play it. Never will play it. And now they're making another one. And so I'm going to get more of that stuff. And literally the only two Alans that most Ukrainians know is Alan Wake or a gay film director in Ukraine whose name is also Alan. So great for me. Anyways, Cuphead's last DLC is teased. Free-to-play PUBG. Lord of the Rings Golem, The Untold Story. Didn't this already get announced? Wasn't there a Golem game already in development?
You know, I'm not sure.
I feel like I saw that at E3. It was like a Golem stealth game.
Mm-hmm.
Are they making another one? Anyways, now this is interesting. Lucasfilm Games, along with Aquatic Dreams, are making a Star Wars game. And is it Aquatic Dreams? What's the name of the studio? Quantic Dream, not Aquatic Dream. Quantic Dream. They're the developers of Alexander's favorite game, Beyond Two Souls, with Ellen Page.
Oh, whoa. You can't just dead name people again.
Fuck. Damn it.
You do this every time. You gotta be careful.
I'm not even gonna get into it. It's just Beyond Two Souls with the famous...
Ellie just happened to be particularly hot in that game.
Yeah, I think this is what you said, or maybe it was one of your friends. You guys said that you bought that game just so you could rip the model of Elliot Page from that game, because for some reason it was completely fully textured and modeled, like down to the point.
So the best VR game was Resident Evil 4. You're welcome, Jordan.
That's funny how the best VR game was a game that actually came out like 20 years ago.
You know what's total horseshit, though? The fact that the best mobile game was Genshin Impact and not Pokemon Go.
I think Pokemon Go already won some kind of award at the VGA. So it was something like most influential game or something like that.
Bro, it was influential.
Influential. But yeah, back to the Star Wars thing. That's very interesting that they took a company that's mostly known for these, you know, adventure style games, I guess you could say that, because it's not action packed. It's more like, oh, what are you going to say? Choose your dialogue, choose your options, press X to win. So they're making a Star Wars game out of that and set in the High Republic era. This is the new Disney led era of Star Wars. It takes place, I think, 500 years before the original trilogy. Mm-hmm. So we actually see a glimpse of Yoda in the trailer. I don't know if that's Yoda or part of Yoda's species.
Yoda, yeah, there's a handful of people in Yoda's species.
There's only three in official canon.
Is there? Yeah, there is only three. There's him, the baby, and the chick.
Yep.
Maybe we're going to get another one.
Who knows? I think KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic, I think they had a Yoda species one. Yeah, but that's not like... But that's getting a remake soon, so who knows? Who the fuck knows? What else do we have? Best music goes to Nier. Best multiplayer game goes to It Takes Two. Again, why? Just give it.
I want to know before you get to the most anticipated game, because do you already know what won that one?
Yes, I think it's Elden Ring.
Okay, that is the answer. Is that your most anticipated game?
Mine?
Yes.
Obviously, yeah. I don't think... What other games are coming out?
God of War. Horizon. I said
games, not movies.
New Breath of the Wild.
I said games, not... Okay, Breath of the Wild is a game. It's just not... Okay, whatever.
Horizon? That's not... Dude, God of War wasn't a movie.
It's an old joke about PS3 exclusives being movies. Anyways.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But only people from 2010 get it.
Boom. All of the God of Wars are very good. Every single one, including...
including the PSP ones?
Including the PSP ones. Especially the PSP ones.
Really?
Okay. You know, I didn't hate it. I didn't hate God of War Ascension or... I don't even remember what the other one was called. I played them all in a row in 2020 during COVID. You got to play the old ones. You can't just jump right into the new God of War unless you're a complete moron. You got to play the old ones. You got to do it. You got to play them all.
I agree. And that's why I'm replaying all the Dark Souls games in anticipation for Elden Ring. All the Dark Souls games other than Dark Souls 2 because, no, it's...
It sucks.
It's I don't know. It doesn't suck. It's just weird. It's just a weird game. Speaking of weird games, Among Us.
We have an imposter Among Us.
It's coming into VR. Among Us VR. Very sus.
Hey, Sonic here. I hear there's an imposter Among Us.
We have an imposter Among Us.
It's coming into VR. Which is very strange, but at the same time, I'm interested.
Okay, Alan John, why the fuck did you let that blue-ass hedgehog back into our studio after what happened last time?
What happened last time?
You don't recall?
Fill me in?
I also forgot what he did, but I remember we canceled him for it. He said something, and we were like, no more Sonic allowed in our studio.
Damn. I think he said the N-word. I think that's what happened. Or maybe he was in it. I think... No, we can't talk... And we can't transition into the pedophile topic. We're going to have to do that later. Speaking of VR, Resident Evil 4 VR gets VR. Wait, what? Oh, look at Chari's post. The Game Awards 2021 live coverage. Okay. Scroll down, looking you'll see it. That near the end of it, RE4 VR gets VR.
Oh no.
What does that mean?
It means that Krista's either making a joke or she fucked up.
Krista fucking up? Wow. I'm surprised. So, no, that was a joke. Krista is a great chief editor of GBA Temp. Why are you booing me?
I'm right. She's not going to quit halfway through.
So Elden Ring got a new trailer. I watched it, didn't understand a thing, which is customary for these new FromSoft games. You never understand the plot from just a trailer. I wish I could have played the network test, but I don't have a PS4 or a PS5 or an Xbox because not enough people are donating. That's right. This podcast is supported by... What are we supported by? Your donations. Donate to us on Brave, the Brave browser. Yeah.
This podcast is supported entirely by...
Don't. No.
Toei Animation. You know what? Yeah. Toei can do no wrong. I anticipate... This is what? Episode what? 60... Some 68, maybe.
Please don't tell me it's 69. Please don't tell me it's 69.
I think we're episode 68. Okay. I think this is 68.
Yes. Yeah. You got to plan something big for next week.
Yeah, we sure do. But yeah, no, we don't use any, everything that we use is fair use, Toei. Don't go taking down our videos and destroying our livelihoods just because the copyright law in Japan's all f***ed up. fair use law in Japan's all fucked up. Don't be coming after the Tempcast, okay?
So, Eric, I have great news. Toei just contacted me, and they told me that you are going to be in the next One Piece movie.
Unfortunately, yeah. I don't know if I can support them anymore. I don't know if I'll watch the next One Piece movie. One Piece film read in theaters next year. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Does One Piece have movies? Do they do that?
Yeah, they have plenty of movies.
Oh, okay.
None of them are canon.
Of course.
This one maybe, but none of the other ones are.
I remember watching a video a long time ago. It was titled, Which Pokemon Movies Are Canon? I think the first three are canon, but everything else isn't. Other than a Destiny Deoxys?
The thing about One Piece movies is often they happen during time periods where they can't actually happen within the series. Dragon Ball had that same issue where a bunch of the movies couldn't actually happen, except for the last three, which were canon. But anyway, fuck Toei. They are doing, they're really ruining some livelihoods, and there's no way to justify it. Fuck YouTube also.
What?
Listen to us on SoundCloud.
Why do you?
If you're watching us on YouTube right now, you're scum.
YouTube. I thought you said you too. I was like, what the fuck did I do wrong?
You as well, but also what? YouTube. If you're watching this video on YouTube, we're only putting it on YouTube as a courtesy. Okay, we're pro SoundCloud.
Honestly,
and Spotify.
I want to thank all of our listeners for the past couple of weeks. We haven't been getting any dislikes on our videos, which is so heartwarming, because every time I see a dislike, I'm like, oh, I worked so hard on this episode and people aren't liking it. That's not good. But now it's just like only likes. Thank you guys so much for that. I appreciate
it. There's some other news that we have to talk about relating to that. This lawyer, he actually beat the Super Mario Bros. World run speed record.
Yeah.
He got, it was like 4:43.69, and he was like drinking beer during it. And yeah, no, he did really good. And I was a little skeptical at first, but I noticed that there was no dislikes.
Yeah.
And there's actually, as of right now, I think like 15 likes. So I think that, I reported on it. For some reason, they immediately got pushed to the edge of the forum. So, I mean, you know, the Kami mods.
I mean, GBA Temp isn't like a speedrunning community. We don't accept that kind of stuff here. So it automatically goes to the EOF. But yeah, I watched that video. And I gotta agree, haters are saying that it's not real. I mean, come on. If it wasn't real, right? Think of this. If this wasn't real, you'd have hundreds, if not thousands, of speedrunners complaining that, like, making video essays about how this was faked. How many videos were made about this run?
Zero. As of now, none. Zero.
Zero? Okay. You're trying to tell me that nobody is trying to debunk this? Come on. Your stupid YouTube comments. Oh, it looks exactly the same as the speed run that's on YouTube. Oh, the frames match. Oh, it's the same encoding artifacts. Bitch, shut the fuck up. It's the same game. Of course, you got to make the same moves.
Exactly. It's like you're trying to beat the record. Granted, that other person who did that run, it was very similar. It's because they also got close to the world record. It just wasn't as good as the one that the young handsome lawyer did.
Yeah. Yeah. So watch that video. What's the channel name?
It's just Eric Xander.
Eric Xander. Yeah, check out Eric Xander's YouTube page, which somehow is still more popular than the GBA Temp YouTube page.
It's significantly more popular.
Despite only posting, like, one video a year?
Yeah. I think the most recent one before this was teaching your Alexa how to swear.
Yeah. That was a good video.
I like that channel. I like that channel. Don't unsubscribe, please.
Well, okay, back to the news. Back to the news.
Oh, yeah, back to new news.
Ashley Burch and Will Arnett come out as homosexual? Is that... That's not the... What?
Will Arnett, like the actor?
Oh, no, they take the stage to talk about Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. I thought they were... Tiny Tina... That's the from the Borderlands, right?
Yes.
Saints Row reboot coming soon. Nobody cares. It looks like shit. Breath of the Wild. Oh, no. Breath of the Wild-like game. Chia. Is that how it's spelled? Or is that like a Chia? Yes. It's a... Imagine Breath of the Wild, but you're a black girl. That's the game. It's coming out in 2022. Best narrative goes to Guardians of the Galaxy. Player's voice. This one pissed me the fuck off. This was the voting thing that was on Twitter. People voted for player's voice.
Shouldn't it all be player's choice? Player's voice, I feel.
I think it's player's choice, but Krista just mistyped it as player's voice, so I'm pronouncing it that way.
No, I think player's voice also works. Like your voicing it.
Player's voice sounds like a gamer-oriented like talent show.
Halo Infinite.
Halo Infinite. That game, first of all, hasn't even come out yet.
Well, it's out now.
Second, Metroid Dread was on second place. Who the fuck is voting for Halo Infinite? Who are you people? Who plays Halo?
Spartans.
Who are you people? Where do you come from?
They come from...
Why do you play Halo? It's not 2008 anymore. Wake up.
They come from Greece.
What?
What?
What does Greece have?
Isn't that where like Sparta is?
Oh, the Spartans. Like Master Chief. Okay.
Master Chef. Thank you, Master Chef.
It's fucking raw. What is this? Look at yourself. You're an idiot sandwich. Okay, that was terrible. I apologize for that Gordon Ramsay impression. I should not have done that, especially in the middle of a podcast. But yeah, who the fuck is playing Halo? Why are you playing Halo? Why are you voting for... what Halo is this? This is the sixth Halo game, right? Why?
Wow, you're coming out with the hot takes. Halo bad.
Halo Metroid is bad.
Good. Halo bad. Metroid good.
Metroid is good. Halo is bad. Remember the
Dark Souls hardest game ever.
When was the last time Halo was
Dark
good?
Souls kick your ass. You don't even know.
Dark Souls good. Dark Souls good.
Fortnite for children. Call of Duty overplayed.
Literally everything you're saying is true.
Pokemon bad.
Yes. Current Pokemon, yes.
Oh, back in the day, Pokemon good.
Back in the day, Pokemon good and Halo even good. When was the last time you had a good Halo game? Halo Reach. That was like 2010 or something.
I don't know, man. Ask the players because I believe the Halo Infinite is... their voice has been heard.
When the trailer for Halo Infinite came out, everybody was shitting on how bad it looked. Remember?
Remember there was another trailer that came out and everybody was shitting on how bad it looked, but then they fixed it and then everybody all of a sudden loved it. This was the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, another announcement made on the VGAs. That's not actually a game, but kind of it's based off of a game. Sonic Trailer 2. Was revealed, and boy oh boy, Knuckles is so fucking hot. Oh my god. That's just the reaction of people on Twitter. That's not my reaction. I'm not a furry something. But yeah, Idris Elba's Knuckles. Yeah. Anyways, did you like the Sonic 2 trailer, Eric? I know you're a big Sonic fan. I know you have a lot of Sonic figures. Like, I'm looking at your webcam.
I am not at all a Sonic fan.
What?
I've only played Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 and Sonic 3 and Knuckles and Sonic Boom and Sonic Colors and Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2 Battle and Sonic Heroes and Sonic Mania and Sonic CD and Sonic Advance. And Sonic Advance 2. But I contend...
Why did you skip Sonic Advance 3?
I didn't play that one because I'm not a Sonic fan.
Okay. I'm not a Sonic fan and I played that.
God bless me. God bless me again. I am not excited for this whatsoever.
We still haven't watched the first one. We were supposed to watch it all together.
I've never seen it.
Supposedly super emotional.
Oh, really?
My female friend once watched that movie and came out of the theater crying. I still to this day don't really understand why.
Why would you cry over a Sonic movie?
No.
Shadow's not
she
even
said, oh
in
my
it.
God, when that scene when he was so lonely, I cried. That's her words. Like, why would... Oh, I gotta see this movie now. What if this is The Godfather? What if this is the modern day Godfather? What if Sonic 2 is Godfather 2? What if this is where we see Sonic like really become the Hedgehog? This is where Sonic stops being a good guy, you know?
What if Sonic 3 and Knuckles is the Godfather 3? And you're like, oh.
Like Amy, we see Amy, and Amy is actually Sonic's niece, and she's dating her cousin, who is who's Sonic's cousin should be Silver the Hedgehog.
Silver. Whatever. Silver, who's basically Trunks.
Yeah.
Sonic, who's basically Goku. Shadow, who's basically Vegeta. Tails, who's basically Krillin. Knuckles, who's basically Piccolo.
Mm, yeah. So we see the Chaos Emerald, only one in this movie, in this trailer at least. So Tails looks good. I mean, we just have to...
He's a child.
Imagine how bad the first movie would have been with that original design.
They should have... I hope that they enter into a parallel world in this movie where... That becomes the design temporarily.
No, I don't think anybody wants to see that monstrosity. I mean, kids are supposed to watch this movie. We don't want to have like a horror element in the middle of it.
I can't believe that that movie was somehow successful.
Why? I heard it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I know. But like after everybody just fucking hated it so much, the fact that it became successful.
No, nobody
successful is insane.
People hated on the first trailer, but when they revealed the redesign, people loved it.
All right, you can keep talking. I'm gonna go and blow my nose really fast.
I'm gonna get blown. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not really funny today. It's been a very stressful week. What else do we talk about? Oh wow, I'm leaving that in. You guys gotta hear that. VGAs. People are shitting on Jeff Keighley for some reason. I don't understand why. Like, this guy used to be a games journalist, and now he has a show that gets more viewers than the Oscars. And people are shitting on Jeff Keighley. He's the one who built this up from basically nothing. So Jeff Keighley is based in my book.
And red-pilled.
But yeah, back to the Sonic stuff. There's not only did we get a Sonic trailer for Sonic 2, we got a trailer for the new Sonic Unreal Engine demo called Sonic Frontiers, where Sonic is placed in this large open world area in Unreal Engine, just like in those videos on YouTube back in the day. Eric Zanner, what do you think about Sonic Frontiers?
I am learning about it for the first time speaking with you.
What?
That sounds unreal to me. And also, like I said, I'm not a Sonic fan. I'm also not a Pokemon fan, fun fact.
What does Pokemon have to do with this?
Because the Pikachu movie also did pretty good somehow.
Yeah, I want to see the sequel to that. When's that coming out? I want to see a Pokemon movie. Why has that not happened yet? We got Detective Pikachu. Why is there like a Pokemon Red movie yet? That would've been so awesome.
There is. There actually is. There is an anime movie where Red is the main character.
Yeah,
yes.
That's Pokemon Origins. Yes. You are correct on that.
And going back to the fact that I'm not a Pokemon fan, the reason that I say that is because I've only played Pokemon Blue and Pokemon Yellow and Pokemon Crystal and Pokemon Emerald and Pokemon Leaf Green and Pokemon Fire Red and Pokemon Pearl and Pokemon Platinum and Pokemon Black and Pokemon Black 2 and Pokemon X and Pokemon Ultra Sun and Pokemon Shield. And I have every single Pokemon aside from a handful of mythicals, but I'm not a Pokemon fan.
No, you're not.
Oh.
Because Pokemon, if you Go. Would be a Pokemon fan, you know what you would have had in Generation 3? A Deoxys. Well,
I have him in Generation whatever we're on, 8. I got a Deoxys, all right?
Yeah, all now right? when it's so super down. Easy to get a Deoxys.
I have a Deoxys.
Like, now when anybody can have a Deoxys.
Wait, I have a list of things that I don't have. Hold on. And if anybody at GBA Temp wants to trade these to me, I will be very happy. Which is why I'm bringing this up on our podcast. Somebody, please give me a Deancey, Volcanion, a Marshadow, or a Zerurora. If you could give me any of those, I'll be internally grateful.
Internally grateful?
Internally I'll be grateful. I'll be like, thank you. On the inside, I'll feel that way. So yes, please. I'll repeat it.
So,
Deancey, shut up. Volcanion, Marshadow, Zerurora, or Fionn? Go ahead.
So, isn't like Pokemon a game for 15-year-olds?
Pokemon is a game for nobody. It's a game for completionists. It's a game for people who are insane. It's a game for people who don't like change.
So, for those of you who can't see what's going on right now, Eric Xander briefly showed off a ruler in front of the camera and was waving it. What kind of ruler is that? What's it called? The ones that
It's called a measuring tape.
Measuring tape, yeah.
12 feet.
Yeah, 12 feet. And for some reason, Eric Xander was showing about 4.5 inches of it. I don't know why, what he was trying to signal. I mean, anyway, so is that 4.5 inches? Damn, that's a
lot. This actually is. It kind of looks like a lot.
It does. I don't know how we should transition into the next topic.
I don't want to do it that way. I don't want to transition that way. speaking of four and a half inches, there was this PDF file that was leaked at Sony, right? I misread that.
Yep.
Oh, so you know how sometimes people hack Nintendo stuff and then they get caught with bad stuff?
Yeah, I kind of know about that.
So this time, it wasn't somebody hacking Nintendo who was caught with bad stuff. It's actually your uncle who works at Sony, who works at PlayStation, who was caught with bad stuff. You know how we all have that uncle who works at Sony?
No.
Oh, you don't?
I mean, I do have an uncle who works at Nintendo, but not at Sony.
I have an uncle who works at Sony.
Okay.
Let me tell you, he was weird.
Really? How weird? Did you not like going to his house on Thanksgiving or something?
You know what? This is getting a little weird.
You think?
Yeah.
You know what's like even weirder? I think even weirder is texting a supposedly 15-year-old boy and showing him pictures of yourself and then telling him to come to your house and at the same time being a VP at Sony.
Yeah, that's kind of whack.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
You know what? Let's look at Sony stock as you keep going.
Oh, okay. You should check that out. I don't think it took a major dip because this guy was fired instantly.
It's been a while since I've been looking up stocks. Oh, the past week, it's gone up to about 3%.
That's nice.
Sony's actually doing pretty good for themselves.
Can you even invest in Japanese companies?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. And so this guy, George Cannoli, was... I'm sorry. That was... misread that. George Cappuccino was... Wait, is that his name? I don't know how... This guy, George.
This boy, George. Basically,
George Costanza.
Got it.
Was a senior VP at Sony Interactive, and he was busted on video. There's like chat logs of this stuff, and I don't really want to get into it. If you would like to see that stuff for yourself, go ahead. Just Google it. It's available on the internet. But these kind of chats are really creepy, and they kind of rub me in the wrong way. And so this guy was caught on camera expecting a 15-year-old to come to his house. And he got caught red-handed. And the funniest thing about this entire situation is the fact that he had a PS5 shirt. It's just poetry. You could not fuck over your company more than this. Like, this is insane. This is like if, I don't even know how to, imagine if Jerry Seinfeld was caught with a 17-year-old. Oh, wait, that actually happened. So anyways, this is kind of a fucked up situation, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I concur. I think that fuck that guy. I think that good that you're fired. You should be charged criminally. And I don't envy the lawyer who has to represent you.
Well, he does live in so. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, he doesn't. He's in San Diego.
California.
He's going to have to get one of the Mega 64 guys to represent him. That would be funny.
Yeah.
And the another thing that also leaked with this is that they didn't also show his chat logs. They somehow got access to his emails. And it's a funny thing. Like, his emails are, like, just completely tame. You'd expect a pedophile to have, like, tons of bad stuff in those emails. But instead, it's just him and occasionally... talking about like pizza and stuff, which is, you know, just normal behavior.
Oh no. Oh no. Don't even do that. Don't even do that. We're not talking about pizza, okay? You know the people who listen to this podcast, all right? You know that that's going to be taken the wrong way.
I mean, I'm just reading what was published. I mean, I don't see anything bad here. He's always talking about this place in Washington called Comet Ping Pong Pizza. That's what it's called, Comet Ping Pong.
Oh my God, I just looked at what you put in the group chat. I am about to vomit.
What? Did I post some of the pizza stuff or
no, you posted about mushrooms.
The mushroom image. That's funny. Yeah. Google toilet mushrooms. I mean, what's wrong with that? It's the same mushroom. It doesn't. I wonder if ping pong, our ping pong, was ever in Comet Ping Pong Pizza in Washington.
Seeing that picture of the mushrooms growing under the toilet makes me want to die of... natural causes at the ripe old age of 78.
Do you think that's an appropriate segue, Eric, to somebody passing away?
Okay.
Someone like Masayuki Imura, who unfortunately passed away at the ripe age of 78 due to natural causes. Former Nintendo lead architect was responsible for much of the engineering work behind both the Famicom and Super Famicom, and even produced a handful of games for the original Nintendo home console, such as Ku Klux Klan. No.
Ku Klux Land.
Ku Klux Land, Ice Climber, Soccer, Golf, and Baseball. Those are some classics.
This dude invented all the sports.
He worked at the company starting from 1971. He stayed with the company until his retirement in 2004. Yeah, that's kind of sad. Passed away. You know,
he made it pretty far.
Yeah.
It is still sad, though.
I just want to thank him for making the SNES and making the best game of all time. That's the only one that's worth playing on the SNES, Chrono Trigger.
It's kind of messed up of you because, like, you wait till after he dies before you thank him? Like, if you wanted to thank him, why didn't you thank him earlier?
I did not know of his existence. Like, I knew of Iwata's existence before he died.
Did you thank him before he died?
Yes.
Okay. Good for you. Me too.
I finished, I think it was Earthbound. I was like, you know how in the end credits they have, and special thanks.
I don't know. I can't play it in English.
Why?
Wait, can I?
Is Earthbound in English?
Yes, you can play it on the Wii U Virtual Console.
Oh, for Rizzle.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, in the end of the game, that's where I played it, legally, of course. In the end of the game, there's... In the end of a lot of games, in the end credits, there's like a special thanks segment, and in the end, it's like, special thanks to you, the gamer. Aw, that's such a f***ing heartwarming moment. And I was like, hey, you know what? Thank you, too, as well, all of you developers. So I thanked
Water. It's every time I watch, you know, PBS Kids... and they say, and a special thanks to viewers like you, thank you. Mm. Like, you're welcome, Pat. Arthur's great.
Arthur is the shit. I don't know how the new seasons are. I think it's probably, like, Simpsons-ified.
I think they're wrapping it up. I think that they're, like, either stopping or, like, they're on, like, the last season or something.
They should have stopped it, like, 10 years ago, let's be honest. Yeah,
they probably should never have started Caillou.
Wait, how do I know anything about Arthur? It was never shown in Ukraine.
What? How do you know? Oh my god, did you pirate Arthur?
No, I watched it as a kid. Anyways. Yeah,
oh, Arthur. No, my laptop's dying.
Was that PBS?
Yeah, PBS.
That's insane. That's Arthur had really good animation production value for a
it was their
flagship.
Yeah, it's still their flagship for sure. It's like it's their SpongeBob.
Huh.
Which has horrible animation quality. So,
yeah, even the new Arthur, the stuff I've seen, it's like really bad. It's not like hand drawn anymore. It's like, you know, Rick and Morty style.
Remember that episode where he strangled his sister?
I remember the episode where he punched her, but not strangled her.
It was off camera. It was off camera. They implied that it was a punch, but it was definitely a strangle.
Really? Are you?
Yeah.
Like, what? Did we, like, see one scene where he's about to punch her, and then the second scene,
she's like, I told you not to touch it! And then she falls down because he was strangling her and pushed her.
I think it's implied it was a punch.
No, I think it was implied that it was a strangle, and that's why she ran away to her mom. Yeah. That's why she paused for a minute. She had to get her breath back.
No, I think it's. What did he?
Arthur committed a felony. How old is Arthur? Wait, how old is Arthur?
I think he's 10. Something tells me he's 10.
How old is Arthur from Arthur?
Because 12 is like you're getting into puberty stuff, and that was never touched upon in Arthur.
His last name is Reed. What a dipshit. How old is he? 8 or 9. Ah, all right. He's not. All right. No, he's not going to jail.
Oh, okay. Wait. Does that mean all the female characters in Arthur are 8 or 9 as well?
Okay. You don't work at Sony. You can relax.
I have some folders I need to delete on my hard drive.
Are you a Nintendo hacker by chance?
Anyways, guys, thanks so much for listening to this special episode of Tepcast. It was me, Eric, and also Steven was here the entire time.
Yeah,
Steven, did you like this episode?
Yeah.
Really? Do you think the Sony VP needs to be in jail?
No.
Okay, we're ending it. All right.
Oh,
good night. Geez.